So for those of you that are listening online, if you hear barking, my dog's just getting really into the spirit. If you don't hear any barking, then I need to preach better. Come on in. So we are continuing our series on the names of God. And so today I'm going to be talking about Atik Yomim, which is the Hebrew name for God, meaning Ancient of Days. God is referenced as Ancient of Days three times in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. And the name Atik Yomim, the Ancient of Days, does not point to an elderly ruler made feeble by age, but to a divine ruler who is internally all-powerful. He's the everlasting God who rules in sovereignty, and the name of God points to him as a divine judge. So if you have your Bibles, we're going to be in Daniel chapter 7. We'll jump around a little bit, but for this first part, we'll be Daniel 7, 9 through 10, and then we'll go to verse 22 as well, and then we'll get into it. So Daniel 7, 9 through 10 says, I watched as the thrones were put in place, and the Ancient One sat down to judge. His clothes was as white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne with wheels of blazing fire. And a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him. Many millions stood to attend him. Then the court began its sessions, and the books were opened. Moving on to Daniel 7:13, it says, as my vision continued that night, I saw someone like the Son of Man coming from the cloud of heavens. He approached the Ancient One, was led into his presence. He was given authority, honor, and sovereignty over all the nations of the world, so that the people of every race and nation and language would obey him. His rule is eternal. It will never end. His kingdom will never be destroyed. And then further on in Daniel 7:22, it says, until the Ancient One, the Most High, came and judged in favor of his holy people, then the time arrived for the holy people to take over the kingdom. So there are some scholarly debates regarding whether the title Ancient of Days refers to God the Father or God the Son in these passages. So the name of God, the Ancient of Days, is unique to the book of Daniel. So just kind of setting the scene for it right now. This was written in 553 BC, and Daniel has a dream and a vision given by God about Gentile nations of the world and God's dealing with them. The prophet had a vision of four world empires that rose to great power, but they all crumbled and fall. Then a fifth world power emerged in the vision, and many theologians believe that this is the power that represents the Antichrist of the end times. But then the Ancient of Days took his seat on the throne, and he destroyed the Antichrist and opened heaven's gate for Christ's return. Daniel 7:13 is clearly referring to God the Father, since the Son of Man comes before him. Because some see Daniel 7:22 as referring to Jesus returning in judgment, the Ancient of Days here is often reviewed to reference to Jesus. In either case, the Ancient of Days refers to deity, emphasizing that the idea that the Lord is eternal. Daniel's prophecies predict a future when the Lord will return to provide a perfect final judgment. It's important to remember that God is a triune God, meaning that there's three persons all in one. You've got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And at different times, Ancient of Days refers to Jesus Christ, and at other times it refers to God the Father. But in the prophetic sense, it clearly refers to Jesus, the Ancient of Days, returning to pronounce judgment on the world. As it says in Daniel 7:22. In Eastern Orthodox Christian hymns and icons, the Ancient of Days is sometimes identified with God the Father, or occasionally the Holy Spirit, but most properly, in accordance with the Orthodox theology, it identifies with God the Son, so Jesus Christ. So most Eastern Church Fathers who comment on the passages in Daniel, so 9 through 10 and 13 through 14, interpret the elderly figure as a prophetic revelation of the Son before his physical incarnation. Eastern Christian art will sometimes portray Jesus Christ as an old man, the Ancient of Days, to show symbolically that he existed from all eternity, and sometimes as a young man or a wise baby to portray him as he was incarnate. The being on the throne who has all the authority is God the Father. As Moses explained in Deuteronomy 4:39, the Lord himself is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. There is no other. So the words Ancient of Days are always describing that God is a first-hand spectator to the past, present, and future. And in the climax of Daniel 7, as mentioned before, is a transfer of power between God and Jesus. So Daniel 7:13 through 14 says, I saw in the night visions, and behold, the clouds of heaven, there came one like the Son of Man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given the dominion and glory of the kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom, one that shall not be destroyed. So because God is also our Father, it helps us understand that this is not a light issue to him. So he's heavy-hearted for those who choose not to believe in him and obey him. And it adds weight to the events unfolding in Daniel, because God is giving authority to the Son of Man. So God has given his Son the keys to the kingdom that never ends. And all of Scripture leads up to the moment when the earth will pass away and new heaven and earth will be established. During this time, every person will be judged, and Jesus is our rightful judge because he chose to be obedient to God and come to earth to be our Savior. It's important to keep that in mind, that God isn't retiring or stepping back. He's sharing his glory with the Son. Daniel 7:10 says, a river of fire was flowing, coming out before him. Thousands upon thousands attend him. 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated and the books were opened, which I think is a really beautiful thing. And then further on in Revelation 11 through 18, it says, the nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for the judging of the dead and the rewarding of your servants, the prophets, and your people who revere your name, both great and small, and for destroying those who destroy the earth. All the dead and all the living from the past, present, and future will stand before God's throne. The books will be opened, including the book of life, meaning the time of judgment is at hand. We will be judged by what is written in the book according to our works. And I think that Matthew 25, verses 31 through 43, gives us a really good description of this moment. It says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all his angels are with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. The people of every nation will be gathered in front of him. He will separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from goats. He will put the sheep out on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, my Father has blessed you. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in your home. I needed clothes, and you gave me something to wear. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the people who have God's approval will reply to him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and take you into our homes, or see you in need of clothes and give you something to wear? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? The king answered to them, I can guarantee this truth. Whatever you did for one of my brothers or sisters, no matter how unimportant they seemed, you did for me. Then the king will say to those on the left, get away from me. God has cursed you. Go into everlasting fire that was prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you didn't take me into your homes. I needed clothes and you didn't give me anything to wear. I was sick and in prison and you didn't take care of me. I found a really cool quote from Basic Theology by Charles Ryrie. It says, the attribute of eternity means that God exists endlessly. His existence extends endlessly backwards and forwards from our viewpoint of time, without any interruption or limitation caused by a succession of events. So now we know that the Ancient of Days, what it means, but we also know that God has several different names, and that's not just because he's God, it's because he wants us to get to know him on an intimate level in a way that we are, as humans, can relate to. He knows that time is running short for us to get to know him, and he chose him as our God. He uses different names to describe his character. So that raises forth the question, what does the Ancient of Days have to do with God's character? Hebrews 13:8 gives us a perfect look at what it has to do with his character. It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This means that God is not a changing God. His nature and love for us remains the same as it has since creation. Being the Ancient of Days references being a judge, a judge who fights on our behalf and intercedes with the Father like Jesus does. God is not only a Father, but he is a divine justice incarnate. And I'd like to close with this thought that I found. It says, "My child, don't be troubled by the events you see unfolding in your world. I was Lord of my creation in the beginning, and I am Lord of the coming events. Although you do not understand the future or even the present, remember that I do. Live one day at a time, trusting me and bearing witness of me. As Ancient of Days, I am always in control. One day, all will know that the God of the future is the same God of the past. All will recognize you, Lord, as the ageless God who sees and knows everything. You have always been in the world, long before creation drew its first breath. You are the Ancient of Days, and you will rule forever. I will stand in awe of your presence."